TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week I break my microphone, hence the shitty sounding one. Andy marches against Trump, and we talk about some streaming movies and the Oscars. And when you hear this sound...
that means we put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, such that it is.
We're off to a rip-roaring start.
I've already destroyed one microphone, and I'm Tim the T in TanCast.
Now we're here to destroy your ears.
This week, the part of Tim will be played by one of the adults in a Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Oh, do I sound that bad?
No.
I was like, shit.
You sound a little muffled, I would say.
Yeah, there's no bass to your voice.
Is this any better?
It's all... a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I just had the mic far away from my mouth because it looked like it was really peaking on the levels.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
To us,
no, this
it
is
sounds
way better,
but you should go by the audio on your thing.
If it sounds better, it's probably better.
Okay.
Oh,
definitely
who are
sounds
you?
Better.
Monkey Boy.
Oh, I'm Andy the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah the N in TanCast. I'm probably not dying, at least not right now.
Probably not. I mean, no faster than the rest of us.
Maybe slower. Who knows?
Could be. Noah's gonna live forever.
No one wants
to live forever. What?
Oh, hey, it actually fits back on the headset.
Neat.
What? Huh?
I was using an old headset microphone that was sold that it was also quite broken. So I was just holding the mic in my hand while I had the other half of the headphones on.
Uh-huh.
But then I mushed them together and they seemed to be staying on.
Look at that. Frontier Medicine by Tim or something.
Yeah. Science and technology.
I remember that time
Big
until
Ben.
You figured out that if headphones could put out sound, they could record it. I'm like, fuck, that's genius.
That's what my dad thought.
I was like, I never fucking thought of that.
Yeah.
To me, there's like two separate things. One output audio, other one takes in audio. Can't be the same.
But the little plugs look the same.
Well, and when you said that, I was thinking about it. I was like, well, of course, because like an electric motor and an electric generator is just like... one, you put electricity in, and it spins. The other one, you spin it, and electricity comes out. But it's the exact same fucking thing. So that makes a lot of sense. Because it's just a linear motor, and it just matters whether you're driving the diaphragm or the diaphragm is driving the electricity.
Driving you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Driving this diaphragm.
Talents? Your talents are wasted.
That's pretty much it, though. I mean, that's the end of it.
I peaked.
Tim peaked early.
Do you want to do tan laughs? Do you want to do how was everybody's week? What do we want to do?
Let's do tan laughs. I think we also have at least one listener email that I saw that I don't think we ever got to.
Okay. Right.
The internet.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
The daily grind can take its toll. It saps your strength and sucks your soul. Before you fall in that black hole, let's make some jokes about smoking pole. Ten Laughs is here to save us with jokes about your anus, and you can send your own joke if you
I'll do one from Jonathan. He sent in two together so we could... or did he send them at separate times? They might be together.
He sent them at separate times.
Okay. They have them threaded for me. So I'll do the lady who lost her handbag.
All right.
From Jonathan. A lady lost her handbag in the bustle of Christmas shopping. It was found by an honest little boy. He returned to her looking in her purse. She commented, "That's funny. I lost my bag. There's a $100 bill in it. Now there's $101 bills in it." The boy quickly replied, "That's right, lady. Last time I found a lady's purse, she didn't have any change for a reward."
I like it.
Nice. Smart thinking, kid.
Since I got it open, should I just do the other one?
Yes.
Go for it.
A woman and her husband interrupted their vacation to go to the dentist. I want a tooth pulled, and I don't want any painkillers because I'm in a big hurry, the woman said. Just extract the tooth. Extract the tooth. I speak English professionally. Just extract the tooth as quickly as possible, and we'll be on our way. The dentist was quite impressed. You're certainly a courageous woman, he said. Which tooth is it? The woman turned to her husband and said, show him your tooth, dear.
Evil!
Women are evil!
So very evil.
Not all of them. Just the evil ones.
All right, fair enough.
No. A lot of women are wonderful people. I'd say most women are wonderful people.
Probably.
All women are Summer? Wonderful people.
People will wait for something good.
And then we have...
my turn.
Oh, yeah. We have...
Yes.
Tan last from Tim, that's what we have.
Tim.
Yo. This one's from Dean. I don't have this marked, but I worry we may have read it before. I'm willing to take that risk. What is the difference between...
We'll chide you if we have.
Okay, great.
And we'll interrupt you if you haven't.
What's the difference between a website and an artisanal type...
Between Game of Thrones and Tim not watching it?
Bitch-ass piece of shit!
Alright, I'm done, I swear.
What's the fucking difference between a website and an artisanal typesetting service?
I don't know.
One has terms and conditions, and one has kerns and traditions.
That was so nerdy.
Thank you.
Nice.
An American and a Russian were arguing about who has better free speech.
In America, I can stand in front of the White House and yell, "The American president is a bum," claimed the American. "We can do this in Russia too," replied the Russian coolly. "You can?" "Yes, I can stand in front of the Kremlin and yell, the American president is a bum!"
I was going to have Noah take over that Russian impression, but then I decided I wanted to sound remotely Russian.
You can stand in front of the Kremlin and yell,
dude, I'm Russian! Dude, boys,
In Mother Russia!
Hey, that wasn't bad.
In Mother Russia.
up, it's falling.
In Mother Russia.
No, he's got the speed wobbles.
Oh, I don't know why I have so much trouble with that.
Anyway, the last of his, he had a trifecta of jokes here. What kind of jeans does Jar Jar Binks wear?
Oh, I don't want to think about that one hard enough to guess.
Gungarees.
Jesus.
He's a Gungan for all the non-prequel watching people in the audience.
Or the people who stabbed themselves in the ear so they could forget Jar Jar.
That seems like a terrible way to go. Like, whenever I see a movie and someone gets stabbed in the ear with, like, a pencil or something, I'm like, oh, no, thank you, sir.
I know what Tim hates worse.
That does sound like a bad way to go. Sound. Yes, through the eye or slit necks.
Yep.
Although it's hard to say. I might want a slit neck more than a pencil in the ear, but I'm not willing to try any of them to make a definitive statement. And really, I'd have to try them both at once.
Yeah. And then how would you tell, really?
Yeah, and the response you get from me wouldn't be very...
well considered?
Yeah. I believe I'd say something like...
Quick side tangent.
I've made mistakes.
I can only do this once.
This was not well reasoned.
I was watching Kill Bill Volume 2, and when she fucking snatches out the girl's other eye, I'm like, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And then steps on it with her toes. I'm like,
no.
And she's just writhing around in the bathroom, just yelling bloody murder. I mean, as you would, if someone ripped out your eye.
Yeah.
Ah. I'm increasingly glad I've never seen Volume 2.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I saw Volume 1, and I was like, oh, that's good. And then, for no reason, I just never got around to seeing Volume 2.
Well, there you go. That's, Yeah, so she's missing one eye, because she's smart off, and then they're getting ready to, like, there's this big build-up, they're going to fight, and then Uma Thurman just reaches out and pulls out their eye. And then, that's it. And then she squishes between her toes.
I thought there was a little bit of fighting, like they actually touched swords, and then Uma Thurman got the
eye. Sorry, they did fight up until that point, but then there was like, they had stopped, and they got the swords, and looked like they're gonna like, clash again.
Yeah.
And Uma Thurman's just like, boop!
Yep. Bitch, wish you still had two of these.
And then,
Jesus Christ. Boop, got your eye.
She was just, screaming, writhing around. She was not happy.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
As you wouldn't be.
Anywho.
Captain. Incoming message. got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
TanCast! Listener email!
Shenanigans.
Andy, do you want to read this one?
No, I just closed it out. I'm sorry, I forgot that there was a thing in there. Should I read it?
No. I mean, okay. He mentions you particularly, but I think it's just about all of us in general.
Someone else should talk about me for once. Go ahead, Noah.
Andy, you're the greatest.
Aww.
Gentlemen, I was listening to you. I almost went mean with that, but I was like, no, I'm going to say something nice. Gentlemen, I was listening. Roger.
I don't know what to
gentlemen,
do with that.
I was listening to your latest episode, 395. I had to pull over. Andy doing listener mail had this 400-pound man crying like a schoolgirl. You do a fantastic job in making Lister feel good. Through the years, you helped me smile during my daughter's knee surgery. She is loving Emerson College. When I was self-destructive, listening to you brought me back from the darkness, and finally dealing with my father's cancer in his final days. You guys do more to bring joy to us all. I feel fortunate to have found your podcast, and I'm a better man because of it. So my offer still stands. If you're ever in Boston, dinner's on me. Thanks for all the funny. Love you guys. Rockin' Roger. TanCast Bodyguard. Sweet Christmas.
Sweet Christmas. I don't think you can say we made you a better man.
I think you did that work.
Yeah.
Exactly. We were just the soundtrack while that happened.
or maybe, just spitballing, we were the life lesson on what not to do.
Yeah, maybe he's just like, I don't want to be 40 and having a podcast with hundreds of listeners. I need to straighten my shit out.
Oh, I get it. They zigged. Okay, let me look up zagging.
Yeah.
I got to zag all over this piece.
So thanks, TanCast, for teaching me not to zig.
Okay. Well, we were just what he was listening to. It's like, if you listen to, like, the Rocky soundtrack at your gym, the Rocky soundtrack didn't build your muscles. Going to the gym built your muscles.
Good point. In all seriousness, thank you, Roger. That was very nice.
Yep, we still cannot take a compliment.
We don't know what to do with people being nice to us. This is not our way. These are foreign ways. It's kind of like you go to Japan. I don't know whether like I'm supposed to bow or if I'm supposed to wash my feet.
The only thing I know what to do with is when my two roommates interrupt me constantly fucking texting about bullshit. Did I call you my roommates?
Yes.
Yep. I think we should live together again. I think it would be, how could it go wrong?
I can't see a way.
No.
Three kids, two wives, one guy who's single and, you know, may bring some strange home.
Yeah.
The children gotta learn.
Kids, don't get attached to Noah's girlfriend.
You gonna learn today.
What are those sounds coming out of Uncle Noah's room? Daddy doesn't know anymore.
No.
So... when a man doesn't particularly care about a lady, but just wants to have sex.
Ooh, that was a poorly timed sip.
And sometimes when a lady knows that there's not really a future in it, but she thinks the guy's kind of cute, she'll do butt stuff.
Or, you know, ladies have needs too, and sometimes, like, you know what? You'll do it for now.
Yep.
There comes a time when a man and a woman are in a bar together and it's closing time, and you're like, good enough. And then you go, and you gotta get your dick wet.
Yep.
Look, you don't want a dry dick. If I taught you nothing, son, want a dry dick.
I guess what I'm saying at the end of all of this is regret is a daytime concern.
You know what? And maybe the lady would have regretted it. Hers. Maybe she was like, you know what? I wish I hadn't done that, dude.
Certainly.
Well, I'm speaking for both parties here.
Yeah.
For
what's
both
the version
of you?
Of getting your dick wet for a lady?
Getting your toilet plunged? No, that's anal.
I mean, I guess getting your vagina wet, but you can do that kind of by yourself.
Yeah.
You just watch a Ryan Reynolds movie and whoosh.
Yeah. I don't even own one, and that's what happens to me.
I just heard his name and
getting your cervix scratched?
Not a woman like that.
I'm aware. I know what you guys think of me, but I'm aware.
Getting your cervix scratched is way funnier than Noah is letting on.
It's good.
Glad Tim liked it.
Get your cervix scratched.
Oh, girl, oh, it was you, I got my cervix scratched to today.
Oh, no, that should be on your business card. Nora Burnett,
I found this
he'll scratch.
Young boy at the bar.
He'll get your cervix scratched.
Good.
I'm going to Photoshop that button that you the text you gave that picture. Get your cervix scratched.
Oh, man.
Not your, Y-O apostrophe. Get your cervix scratched.
Yeah.
You would prefer I did not.
I mean, for your own amusement, that's fine.
Based on the groan I got, I'm guessing you were not like, sweet, Tim, that's a great idea. Post
I mean,
that.
Based on the groan. You don't need to post that.
Then I'm not going to do it. What the fuck am I going to do it for?
No, he's just going to print it out and go to Noah's, like, you know, place of work and around Noah's house and just staple it up random places. This guy will scratch your cervix. He'll
I'll just
your
Photoshop
ovaries.
A button without you in it. It just says, I scratch your cervix. And then I'll put it on sale in the tan store. And no one will buy it, yeah!
That's like when I made that shirt that said, ask me about the free sex.
Yep, I don't think we sold a single one of those. I think they're still available, I think. Unless Zazzle started a new thing where like they sent it out to the designers, because I have a Christmas store and I have the Tancast store. And they're like, if your product hasn't been looked at or sold in over a year, we're just going to hide it, because clearly no one gives a shit. I was like, well, that's some surly language, Zazzle.
I mean, that's fair, Zazzle, but surly language. But I just remember, like, when I wore the shirt out in public.
Oh. No, that no one asked you?
Someone was like, I'll ask you later, and they were not someone I wanted to ask me later. I'm like, no, you're good. Like,
oh, well, I'll spoiler alert, the answer's no.
Man, I feel like I was much bolder in my younger years. That is not a shirt I would wear today.
What?
Well, that's because you're an adult now.
I mean, yes, these are true statements.
Yeah.
I mean, to some extent.
Yeah.
I don't know if I feel like an adult.
There's limits.
I pay my taxes.
Oh shit! I promised I would do my taxes in February this year, and time is running out.
Yep. Yeah, 4 days left.
Fuck! I got to do it this weekend.
Pretty much.
Or I have to do it on a weekday.
I imagine
weekday
yours are much
is.
Harder than mine. Or slightly harder.
Ish.
Like kids and shit.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I gotta get the fucking preschool code again.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say, I got mortgage, medical expenses, and kid. I may win. But, yeah, the preschool stuff, that's definitely a pain in the ass.
I just have to get one code and plug it in, but like, you'd think I'd remember it from year to year.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You get a deduction for childcare stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And you have, like, if you, like, list a preschool that you send your kid to, they have a tax code that you have to put in there. Kind of like an employer and an employer ID number.
Oh! Mm-hmm. But do they give you a form, or you just have to call them and find out what their tax code is?
I just have to find out what the number is. And I've used them twice before, so you would think I'd be like, oh, okay, I'm going to write this shit down this time. Wrong!
Can you check your previous thingamabobbers?
Sure.
If you do you know where they are?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly where they are. They're just long forms. I'm not sure where it is.
Gotcha.
I mean, I guess I could do a control F.
Yeah, that'd do it. Probably.
Doing your taxes on Tancast. Could it be more boring? I think it could.
I owe the federal government $1.
Oh, damn. How are you going to manage that?
When you owe them money, they approve your tax return. Toot sweet.
They do.
Not like
even a
dollar? Like within an hour after submitting it, they're like, yep, you're good.
Even if they're like, we gotta get that dollar.
Give me a dollar.
I thought I had to like do like a debit card and then charge like a $3 like processing fee. I'm like, really? And I'm like, oh, I can just have them take it from directly to my checking account. I'm like, take that dollar, government.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Have at. Enjoy that ACH.
Enjoy it.
Buy her something nice, federal government.
I feel like I saved something, right? What was that breakdown of all the different services Trump wants to cut? I feel like I saved something with that dollar.
PBS, you're back on the air.
Oh, my favorite part about all of this, we're talking about tax shit. None of us are accountants.
No.
No, just, I mean, if you were... I know how to use TurboTax.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, we just do what TurboTax tells us.
Yeah, I'm like, hopefully you figure that shit out. I'm like, a dollar's good enough.
I was living it to the end of TurboTax. It's like, do you want to buy audit, like audit insurance for like $100? I'm like, that makes you sound less than certain about the service you are providing me right now. Either that, or you're calling me a fucking liar.
I
never sure you don't want to get some insurance on that? You fucking cheat.
I feel like I don't make enough, hopefully, to get audited. But who knows?
There are a lot of people who don't make much.
Not to jump back in the conversation, but the Ask Me About the Free Sex shirts are still available.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Get them while they're hot. Or not hot at all, because it might get hit.
I can't believe I've forgotten this, but what was the Got Whatever shirts that you guys used to wear?
Got Crack.
Got Crack.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Also, the Ask Me About the Free Sex Valentine's cards are perfect and ready for you to use. Just a couple days too late.
Next year, get them while they're hot.
If you get them now, you're going to be all set.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't break up with that lady between now and then.
Or you got to get another one.
Or just hold on to it and just give it to whoever you're seeing at the time.
That's true.
Or just give it to a stranger.
Or you know
just
what?
Just don't write her name in it.
Yep. Or just hand it to a stranger on the bus.
Hey, insert name here. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Ask me about the free sex.
No, the cover says, it's a big heart, says, ask me about the free sex. And you open the card and it says, quality service, satisfaction guaranteed, some assembly required. Happy Valentine's Day.
That's clever. I like that.
I know. You go, 2011, Tim.
Yeah.
You should give one. Hey, Tim, you should buy one. Give them to Danelle.
Oh, that can't go anywhere, but great.
I mean, I don't see how she wouldn't love it.
I imagine the panties would hit the ground in such a rapid pace that it might break the floor.
Yeah.
She boom. I'm sure she appreciates us talking about her panties dropping.
These panties are dropping like Trump's approval ratings.
Oh,
I made it political.
I gotta say, I'm enjoying Seth Meyers' Closer Looks. I've been watching a few.
Those have been good since the campaign.
They're very. He's done a lot of them. They're very John Stewart-ish.
Yes.
Yes. It does scratch a bit of that itch that is no longer there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Although Stephen Colbert has been getting a lot better too with his monologues.
Yeah, I've been enjoying those too.
He showed that clip of the guy doing the press conference and said, or not, he was doing the Sunday morning shows. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name. Fucking Montgomery Burns Jr. and I think Colbert even made that joke. He goes, like, the powers of the president to protect America are substantial and will not be questioned.
Will not be questioned? Let me test that theory. What the f*** are you talking about?
And then the same guy goes, like, I will go on any show, anywhere, anytime. And Stephen Colbert goes, all right, this is a show, it's at a place, and the time is tomorrow.
And, listen, if you don't show up, I'm going to call you a liar. And if you do show up, I'm going to call you a liar to your face.
That's beautiful.
You go, Colbert.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? It's not just SNL. That is the thing that Trump made great again. It's late night television.
I mean, I feel like we could have done without this, though.
Probably. Yeah.
I'm
you know
like,
what?
Oh, man, my shows suck, but at least they're fixing Obamacare.
Yep. Yeah, that probably would have been a better reality to live in. You know, kind of like in the early 2000s. It's like, man, you know what? Nobody's really making a lot of fun about the president and his malapropisms and his inability to remember something simple like fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. But, man, all this clean air and not going to war with Iraq for no fucking reason.
I mean, yeah, Conan isn't doing these funny bits where Donald Trump is calling Barack Obama for advice. But on the other hand, the Dakota Access Pipeline isn't happening.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen those? Because those are quite funny.
Oh, no, I haven't seen those.
Oh, you're in luck. There's a treasure trove of them.
Nice.
It's like he just split screens a picture of both of them on the phone, and he's got two pretty good impressionists. Well, the Trump guy doesn't sound like Trump, he just sounds funny, but the Barack guy sounds pretty good. It's like, hey, Bear. Hello, Donald. And he just asks some stupid shit, and then Obama gets more and more frustrated with him. Oh, it's good times.
Wait, who is this?
Conan O'Brien.
Oh.
You may have heard of him.
Yeah, I've heard of him. I gotta say, Barack looks so fucking happy.
Yeah, he does.
Just every time I see him, just like, oh, shit, he's fucking that busy. I tried to warn you.
Like, he went and got coffee or something today in New York, and he came out, people were like,
we fucking miss what's you! Up?
I want to let you know, this shit is not my problem. Suck it. Goodbye.
I'm gonna go wakeboard again. Fucking life is good.
Can't blame. Tell me thanks, Obama. One more time, I fucking dare you.
It's good to be the king. It's even better not to be the king.
I gotta say, all our Obamas are on point.
On lock. People are like, oh, fuck. Shit, how'd they get Obama?
Yeah.
How'd they get three slightly different Obamas?
Slightly different, but all like somehow miraculously Obama. Exact.
Oh, man.
Speaking of political shit...
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Went out, got some fresh air. It was a very lovely day on Monday.
Oh, yes!
Had a little walk around Atlanta, kind of through the midtown up into Buckhead areas.
And who did you walk with, Andy?
A couple hundred other people carrying signs and... chanting things like, this is what democracy looks like, and tiny hands, tiny feet, all he does is tweet, tweet, tweet.
Tiny hands, tiny feet, all he does is tweet, tweet, tweet.
Yep.
T-shirt.
Just about exactly like that. Yes, there were a lot of T-shirts. And signs. Yes.
Did you feel good? Too bad. Did you feel like you were part of something, Andy?
Did I feel good?
Yeah.
It was definitely an interesting experience. It felt good to be out and, you know, like my presence there is my, like, public statement of this. Like, this is unacceptable to me. Because you guys know, with the whole, you know, Mysterious Andy or whatever thing, that I keep these types of views to myself, typically. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nope, fuck it. This is beyond the fucking pale. Like, I will be public with this. So, yeah, it felt good, but it wasn't like, oh, this scratches my ego. More of like a... necessary.
I mean, like, an ego That's thing. I just meant like, I'm part of, like, you know, a resistance against this president I don't believe in.
Yeah, it felt wrong. It felt against my nature. How about that? Like,
oh, okay.
Yes.
Like you're a little out of your comfort zone.
And more than that, just like this is the type of thing that I naturally would seek to avoid. Sole proprietor, or not sole proprietor, sole breadwinner. You know, there are people at fairly large corporations that know my name. I'm not
okay.
Like, famous or whatever, but just, you know, like future employment is always like on my mind, and shit like this is a bit divisive. So, you know, being out there, you know, I wasn't disguised anyway. It was definitely me. And actually, we appeared on MSNBC. So blink and you'll miss us. But if you know what we look like, you could see us. So yeah, that felt weird to be doing that because of, you know, kind of how, I try to keep that shit separate from the me with the face that people know.
Mm-hmm.
But
monkey
on
mask.
The flip side, yeah. on the flip side, you know, like not wearing a mask with it, where I was like, you know what, this is more important than that. So, you know, taking the stand is more important. Being heard, being seen, other people knowing that, you know, that a lot of people think this shit is not okay. This is not normal. Not just, oh, I disagree with his positions and, like, there are serious and genuine concerns about his connection to Russia. When there's a dossier saying that Putin offered to bribe him with 19% of Rosneft, and then 19% of Rosneft gets sold to a bunch of shell companies whose ownership is uncertain, and then also a bunch of shit leaks about the work being done behind the scenes to end Russian sanctions. It's like, huh, this is all I mean, circumstantial still, I recognize that, but the circumstances are looking more and more like our president is a fucking traitor. So, that worries me. Should worry everyone.
Why, baby?
I think the reasons why are self-evident. And if they're not self-evident, John Oliver did a much better job on his most recent show explaining than I possibly could. So, if you haven't seen that, go watch John Oliver. I'm sure the Tonight's Main Story bit is up on YouTube, because they always do that. Because John Oliver's awesome.
The Putin part, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think the beginning part, I mean, I saw all of it somehow. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You were watching with me, Tim, remember?
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally. Totes.
I mean, I remember. I, you know, didn't share that.
He wasn't sure if other people remembered the thing that he did.
Right.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a long walk. We did not make it the entire way. But we went well over 3 miles, which, given my wife's nerve pain in her feet, was way further than I thought she was going to make it. Ooh, and she paid for it the next day and the day after that. Yeah, she was in a lot of pain after that. She's like, it was worth it. I'm like, are you sure? She's like, pretty sure. Also, that was a long way to walk for Drew with his little legs, so he did some of that walking up on my shoulders.
Suck it up, puss.
Yeah, so...
suck it up, puss face.
So while I got the 8-year-old up on my shoulders and I'm continuing to walk and realizing, I'm fat and out of shape, he decides this is a lot of fun, so he's going to, like, bounce and he's going to sway side to side and he's going to grab my head... Like, I need those glasses to see, you little bastard. but there was a moment where we were kind of going uphill. We'd already been walking, probably already done 2.5 miles. Some people had already had to kind of, you know, peel off to sit and rest for a bit. But, you know, the rest of the chain of us were still going. And, like, there was no chanting for a little while. And I think it was just sort of, you know, like energy was kind of dying down or whatever. And Drew sensed his moment to be in the spotlight. So up on my shoulders, I hear a little voice. Tiny hands, tiny feet. All he does is tweet, tweet, tweet. Tiny hands, tiny feet. All he does is tweet, tweet, tweet. And all of a sudden, everyone around us starts chanting with Drew and laughing their ass off that this 8-year-old started this chant again. Like, I knew that was going to be his favorite one as soon as I heard somebody do it. I'm like, that's the one that Drew's going to love.
That's my boy.
Yep, because it's silly. So yeah, when there was a point where, like, everybody stopped and someone from MSNBC was actually there doing interviews. So if anyone sees the interviews, I was standing directly behind the cameraman. I was as close as you could possibly be to the camera without actually being in view of the camera. Just I didn't even know what was going on. I thought it was, like, you know, maybe like some college thing or whatever. And then later my wife was like, I should have recognized her. She's so much shorter in person than I thought she would be. Like, I think that's everyone on television, dear. So when the rest of everybody started marching along, we stayed there and did the totally suburban thing. Because she was like, how far would we have to walk to catch a train back to where the car is? Because we were parked, like, really close to one of the train stations where the march actually started. So I looked it up. I was like, well, we could continue marching with everybody and walk about 2 miles to the end of this thing, or we could walk more than a mile to get to the next closest train station in a completely different direction. It's like, fuck, I don't want to do either of those things. I'm like, that's why God invented Uber. So we were totally suburban. Hopped in an Uber, drove it back to our car, hopped in our car, drove it back to the suburbs. Like, we are white.
We are white!
Yep. And I did get my first heartache to heartache we stand. got my first sunburn of the year. That was neat. Came into work on Tuesday.
Pretty easy for you.
Like, you got some sun. Like, yes, I did. Yeah, it is pretty easy for me. I am pale. Also, it's been in the 70s here, like, all week.
Yes, we are aware.
I mean, like, yeah, I disco, bell bottoms, Star Wars.
Uh-huh, yeah, all those things.
Free also, love. Wait, that's 60s.
I think it was 79 degrees in Atlanta today.
Oh, hang on. My wife is FaceTiming me, so I will bow out of this conversation.
Do that. I was going to make a panty drop joke, but that seemed highly inappropriate. I mean, I still wanted to do it, but again, I'm an adult now.
I did not participate in any civil disobedience. Although, I don't know if that's really... Would that be considered civil disobedience?
Nope, that was protest.
Okay.
Civil disobedience is gently breaking the law on purpose.
Got it,
to make a point. Or refusing to comply with police instruction and, you know, basically, like, making them arrest you.
Got it, okay.
Not, you know, necessarily being violent about it, but like a, you're not allowed to be here. This is an unlawful assembly. Well, then you're going to have to arrest me because I'm going to continue to assemble here. You know, there's some play back and forth there. Or like in the 60s or in the civil rights era of having the sit-ins at lunch counters of, you know, like, we are going to eat lunch with the black people. And even if you are throwing things at us and pouring sugar on our heads and all the rest of the bullshit that people were doing, and even though it was legal at the time for the restaurants to say that what they were doing was not acceptable and to demand that they leave and that they stop. So even though the police were able to get involved, it's the like, nope, we refuse to recognize the validity of this law. Therefore, you know, if it's an invalid law, how can you break it kind of thing? That's like civil disobedience.
Right.
We refuse to follow this bullshit law. Or, you know, it'd be like a trans person in North Carolina going into the bathroom that corresponds with their gender and being like, oh, you know what? This may not correspond with my plumbing, but it definitely corresponds with my gender. So I'm going to go ahead and do this, even though you asshats have decided this is now against the law. Oh, man. And every single fucking thing that Trump does, it's like, oh, we're gonna work even harder to enforce marijuana laws in the states that have legalized it. And all of the Trump voters who thought that he was going to legalize marijuana, like, what? But I thought he shared my views. And that girl who sang at his inauguration, who has the sister who's trans, it's like, what? But you held up the flag, the rainbow flag. What's all this trans hate with the deciding that the Title IX doesn't apply and that you're going to kick it back to the states? I really regret having voted for you. Like, he's the same person. This is the shit that everyone saw coming. And everyone's like, no, 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 you guys are smearing him. He is totally for LGBT rights. Well, if you think the T stands for Trump, then sure. But if you think it stands for trans, then no. Clearly it's not. Also, look at all the rest of the shit that he said and done. Like picking Mr. Gay Therapy, Pray the Gay Away. Well, that didn't work. Okay, how about electroshock Mike Pence? Maybe that's not so LGBTQ friendly.
Nope. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's interesting that anyone thought he would stick to anything he said, because he was all over the place.
Yep.
It's not like he was like, oh, yeah, I totally know where it stands. Like, nope, he fucking changes with the wind.
Yeah. I have a great plan to defeat ISIS. Oh, what is it? Gets into office. So now my plan is that I'm going to tell the generals that in 30 days, I want them to have a plan to defeat ISIS. So your plan was to give other people 30 days to come up with your plan? Oh, by the way, today is day 31. So I hope all those generals got their homework done or else the president's plan is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, President Bullshit. Stop your bullshit.
Yeah. Nutsack.
We can call him President Bullshit.
Sure, that too. Doing a branding thing here.
Did we want to move off of politics?
Probably.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did Noah FaceTime somebody too? Did we just leave Andy running on his own?
No. We were talking.
I just came
we're talking about civil disobedience.
Yes. There was one thing I wanted to share with you guys.
Of course there fucking was.
I kind of realized, like, you know, how egotistical it was, but after we got done with the march and we went out to dinner, we both had our phones out and we were, like, looking up stuff on the local news channels and everything. And then I realized, not only were we looking at, like, so that's where they must have taken that picture. That's where we must have taken that picture. We were also looking at those things like, hey, can you see us? So we were totally Where's Waldoing ourselves with all these pictures posted up on the news sites. I think we're missing the point. But then again, like, if we had been in one of those pictures, it would have been like, hey, it's us. There's proof we were there.
I think that's also, like, very much of our current time. You know what I mean? Of, like, I was there. Like, I took some pictures to prove I was there. Like, I checked in to prove I was there. Well, that's a bad thing.
Yeah, and I think some of it's just the novelty of, like, you know, I was somewhere and it made the news, and, like, did the news actually get a picture of me? Because that's even weirder.
Yeah, this is total. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Like, when
oh, shit, I'm on TV.
Yeah, when we showed up, and we were still miles away, and you could hear helicopters. And I suddenly started to put things together of, like, at first I thought, oh, man, is there, like, a bad accident? Are we going to be late to this thing because we're about to get startled in traffic? And then I realized, no. Those helicopters are here for this. Like, somebody is paying to fuel a helicopter and keep it in the air, hovering over the park where this march is going to start from, to get aerial shots of this park. And then we get there, and there's, like, news vans and reporters going around interviewing people and shit like that. I'm like, this is not, like, a bunch of people, like, hey, some of our fellow Atlantans are going to see us doing this. This is, like, people watching the news tonight are going to see this shit. Like, this is, I guess, newsworthy. This is a big fucking deal. This is pay for two helicopters hovering over it money. Big deal. So, yeah, I guess some of it was just the novelty of that. And then, like, realizing, oh, so we were on the news. Odd. Oh, that was it.
I'm nodding. You can't really hear me, but oh, I'm nodding.
Tim's nodding. I'm nodding, too.
Thank you. By nodding, you guys mean gently falling asleep. I get it.
No.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I probably looked myself too.
I never fall asleep.
I fall asleep hard.
Because it's usually 2 or 3 in the morning, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta sleep.
Tim just grabs the hammer, is like, good night, world! Wham, wham, wham!
No, it usually only takes one.
Oh, okay.
Wham!
Better?
The best part is you gotta position yourself so you fall right into the bed.
Yes, this is true. Yeah, because you really don't want to, like, fall away from the bed after that, because that's the second hit that could kill you.
Nor do you want to fall through the window, because those things cost $1,000 to replace.
Fuck. Did you armor the window after it was repaired?
They said this one is going to be stronger somehow.
That makes sense. I mean, they do make glass stronger now than they used to. Like, the science of that shit has gotten better.
Science and technology!
It could stand up to screwdrivers into things.
Turning them and adjusting them. Sorry, I had to finish the quote. It was a compulsion. Because that's the second time Tim has made the reference to Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie.
That's coming back to, like, Netflix or something, right?
Yes, it is. Like 14 episodes. Or 11 or some shit like that. I can hardly
wait.
Speaking
of Netflix.
Yes?
I watched Sausage Party last night.
Did you? Is it on Netflix?
It is.
Huh.
So someone on my Facebook feed goes, what the hell did I watch to make Netflix think that I would want to watch Sausage Party? I'm like, Sausage Party is on Netflix? No, it's not. Yes, it is. All right, I'll watch it.
I own a copy and I haven't been able to watch it yet.
It's amusing, but, like, it's, like, I didn't realize that it was more than just, you know, like, hey, look at this fucked up idea. What if your food could talk? Like, they were trying to make a bigger point with it.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, I don't know if you want me to spoil it.
I'm not really, like, itching, but spoilers for everyone else who might want to get on that shit.
It becomes pretty self-evident within two minutes of the opening number.
Oh, okay. I was going to sing The Girl from Ipanema, but go ahead.
Of which there is only, like, one song, and they just sang it twice.
Guys,
I don't want you to think it was a musical, because when it happened, I was like, oh, fuck, this is a musical. Only South Park can do a raunchy cartoon musical. Anyway, it becomes pretty apparent that the entire thing is a metaphor for religion and race.
Ah.
Mostly religion, though.
Gotcha.
Like, the bagels and the falafels are fighting over the same aisle.
Mmm, okay.
Gotcha.
Well, I guess it's race too, because like the Mexican food is very stereotypically Mexican. Like there's a Latina taco that has the hots for one of the buns. And they all think leaving the store is essentially is an analog for going to heaven. Mm-hmm. And one jar of mustard gets bought at the very beginning and then comes back right after the opening number, because the person's like, oh, I didn't want honey mustard, I wanted regular mustard. And the honey mustard is saying like, oh, I've been to the great beyond and it's not great, and then it describes like them getting killed and nobody believes them and blah blah blah. That sets in motion the events of the movie.
Gotcha.
And like worth things a watch. People do. Yeah, definitely worth a watch, especially if you have Netflix. And, you know, I assume that does not support... I mean, I guess I've already supported the company. I didn't really want to pay to see it because I guess they were really shitty to their animators.
Hmm.
Like, they made them work unpaid overtime, and they, if anybody complained about it, like, they just ditched their screen credit. This is all alleged, but this is from people who supposedly worked on the movie that say all this, that they were particularly shitty to their animators.
Wow. Well, that's fucked up.
Indeed.
I will not support it.
I'm sorry, guys. I've already supported it. Now I regret it.
You son of a Trump.
I know. Sorry.
Wait, you watched it?
That is an insult.
Yeah, it is.
I've seen his sons. No offense, Baron. Not talking about you.
Wait, you saw it too, Andy?
No, he owns it, but hasn't had a chance to watch it yet. Yeah.
Oh, right. You said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, pay attention, Noah.
I'm sorry.
There's only two other people besides you talking. How hard can it be?
Sometimes I miss it.
It's Noah.
Don't you dub into me, Tim.
Have you listened to that, Andy?
No.
That was awkward as shit.
I mean, I don't, do you listen to Doug Benson, Andy?
It's been a while.
I understand his frustration, but so he had someone on they kicked off before, and it just turned into a shit show. But Doug Benson goes from 0 to 60 in like 1 second. Like as soon as you start fucking up, he'll start jumping down your throat. And then
I have heard that shit before.
Like, and he would not let it go.
Yeah. That was the problem. Like, he never went back down. Like, a couple of them tried to de-escalate it, and, like, he just was like, nope, this is escalated. Get off the show.
Yeah, like, Anne H. was on there, and she kept trying to, like, she was being kind of obnoxious, but at some point she's like, oh, well, what's the show about? Can you, like, she was asking, like, a genuine question, and he was just like, just put it down every fucking time. I'm like, really, Doug? Really? It was awkward. It was kind of like awkward. Well, no, I would say this was more awkward than the time I went to go see Pete Holmes live.
Why was that one awkward?
Oh, he had a guest on. I guess they were up for the same commercial for the E-Trade baby. Is that what it was?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, and Pete Holmes brought up, and I guess like the guy was just not into him asking about it, and he would not. He kept like. Kind of digging into it, and it was just like, it was awkward. And at one point, the guy just stopped talking and just, I think he laid on the ground. So it was just like, oh, this is awkward.
Weird.
But which is funny because that's the name of his podcast.
Yep, you made it weird.
Yeah.
That experience that you told us about, you told us about that on the show years ago when it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all sounding familiar.
There was also the joke where. A guy on a Mexican soccer team tells somebody they won a game. Won! Yeah, right. We won one, Juan! Won! We won one!
Yes.
Michael loves that joke.
It was a good joke. I mean, I laughed pretty hard when he did it. I was like, yeah, this is a good one, buddy.
I remember that one. And now I remember where that came from, because every once in a while I'll think, Juan! We won one, Juan!
And so, not only would Doug not let it go, because he kept doing digs throughout the show, even though they had left, and like it was just Sandra Oh, who was trying to be very diplomatic, he did a mini episode of his other podcast, and he started talking about it again. I'm like, really, Doug?
I mean, in fairness, he did provide more context.
Yeah, all right. I mean, I guess for me, I didn't really care. Just like, who cares? Like,
well, and I'm sure people were talking to him about it on Twitter a lot.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. I guess I'm just of the mind. I'm like, all right, it happened. Let's move on.
Also, the director apparently was responding to people on Twitter saying it was staged.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that did not seem staged. I do think Doug needs to relax, because, like, my enjoyment of the show is the people he has on there. I don't really give a fuck if they fuck up the games. Like, I could care less.
I understand the frustration of you're trying to run a show, and the people you're on the show with keep fucking it up.
What?
And it gets you angry. I was waiting for Noah to get on board with what I was saying.
But I guess I feel like it's a mutual thing. Like, if he didn't have good guests, people wouldn't listen, and people are on the show to promote something. So I think he should be more gracious to these people that agree to come on the show. Like,
I will say that I feel like he didn't do a good job of de-escalating the situation, but that doesn't take away the fact that NH was being a fucking twat waffle.
At first, but I feel like she tried to de-escalate and Doug would not let it.
I mean, not for a while. Sorry, I'm way too loud. I'm just happy I'm by myself. I can talk as loud as I want.
Alright, I don't know. I think I've seen it. I think I've seen Doug do it a lot, so I'm more on the other people's side than Doug's side.
I mean, I can understand your emotions running hot in that situation. So, like, it's very Monday morning quarterback of me to say, like, Doug, you should have fucking taken it down a notch. Like, I'm sure if I was pissed off, I would still be talking about it.
I mean, it's all Monday.
I haven't let the John Williams thing go yet, and it's been fucking years.
We're just giving our opinion. Yeah, I mean, it happened. But I also feel like if it keeps happening, I'm just gonna be like, I don't want to listen to Douglas movies anymore. Like, that's all.
Alright.
I'm gonna listen.
I streamed some steaming piles.
What about piles you stream?
I did Spectre, which I texted you guys about.
Oh,
but,
that's right, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's on Netflix?
I can't remember if that one was on Amazon. Yes, I think it was Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon has some good shit.
It does have some good shit.
Not that Spectre was amazing, but...
Yeah. Including frequently asked questions about time travel, Tim. Just so you know.
Yes.
Just so you're aware.
Stop with the fucking recommendations.
Just so you're at the news. Just want you to know, Tim. I want you to experience that joy.
Oh, you know what else they have?
Oh, what?
Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
Ooh. So that's the thing, a big thing that I wish that Netflix had, or not Netflix, that Amazon had, that Netflix does have. So Amazon's good with the, like, we'll show you how many stars other Amazon people have rated this, but I really want to be able to say things like, I don't care how many fucking fundy Christians have gone on and been like, Kirk Cameron, 5.5 stars. I want to be able to go, nope, not interested. And have Amazon just know, okay, Andy's not into this.
Hey, Teen Wolf is on Amazon.
Ooh.
Not the MTV? Shitty MTV show. Ooh. Michael J. Fox.
That's the stuff. That is the good shit.
Ooh, Oscar pusher.
Neat. 8 vaginas.
After a closer examination of the movie poster, I was doing the impression of the wrong Bond.
Was that one Roger Moore?
Yeah.
For some reason, I always thought that was a Connery one. Yeah, I'm not a big enough Bond fan. Speaking of not being a big enough Bond fan, I think that really hurt my enjoyment, as I told you guys, of Spectre. Because, minor spoiler, but there's a lot of references back to all of the other Daniel Craig Bond movies. And I think if I had watched any of them recently or cared terribly about them, I might have been like, oh, that's this thing from over here. Oh, that's a callback to this other thing over here. Oh, and this guy is showing up again. Who was this other guy in this other one? Or, you know, this was his role here, and it's the same character, and now he's got this other role, and previously he also had this other role, and so he's been in, like, all these different movies doing these different things. Like, I think I would have cared about all that, but it was just sort of like, oh, so we're going around the world again for no reason, like... we better follow this one obscure clue to go to some random city and then randomly meet the right person who's going to give us the next obscure clue. And then we're going to happen to go find the house of this person who's been hiding from the next clue. And that person is going to give us the next clue because I guess that's just how spies operate. It's like when James Bond sits down and tells them, I'm a spy. They're like, oh, spy, here's all our information.
Well, he's the shittiest spy ever because everyone knows who the fuck he is.
This is true. He is not a secret agent. He is just...
Or is he the best spy ever because everyone knows who he is? Huh?
Fair enough.
Think about
no.
that.
No. That's not how that works.
Are you thinking about it? Are you
thinking
about
it?
I Tim, are you posing with a finger against your head?
Tim, I... memes. Tim, I know this is Trump's America, but things don't become true just from you repeating them.
Oh, I came up with my favorite post ever on Facebook based off that.
Yeah?
It said, I used to be against the whole not my president thing because I thought it was stupid, because he is our president. But every day my Facebook feed is filled with people denying facts, like, you know, global warming or gun death facts, immigration statistics. I'm like, so if they get to ignore facts, why can't I ignore facts? Donald Trump is not the president. I don't mean he's not my president. I mean he's not the president. But you're going to say, Tim, he is the president. And I'm going to say, that's your opinion. You'd be like, I have footage of the inauguration. And I'm going to say, fake news. If I have to live in a fact-free America, I'm going to enjoy it.
Can I like that from here? Like, do I have to log into like that? Or can I just like say like and Facebook knows now? Have we reached
pretty much at that step.
It's kind of like, all you have to do is think about it, Andy, and like, it's going to be like, boop. Okay, I've been looking at Timbuktu bags. Randomly, I was looking at them.
Wait, what?
They're like backpacks.
Okay, thank you.
Now, every ad I fucking see on every website is like, you want to buy some Timbuktu shit? Timbuktu? I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. What do you think about Timbuktu?
I was like, how does this relate? And then it related perfectly, and I was very surprised because Noah was saying it.
Everybody's watching.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. Speaking of watching, the other thing I watched is, you like that segue?
Were you done talking about Spectre?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that kind of summed up
Christoph
how I felt
Waltz
about
was
it.
In it, right?
What was that?
Yeah.
Yes, Christoph, yeah, Christoph Waltz. Yes, yes. And, like, just... Like, what they did with his character was just...
I keep like, wanting them to capture the magic of Casino Royale, and they just have not done it.
No.
I don't know why, but it's just like, that movie was so fucking good, and every time I'm just like, I was missing something.
Every year they stray further from the light of Casino Royale. Like, whatever that lightning was that they captured. I think it's like they keep trying to make the movie bigger, and they make... In making it bigger, they make it less interesting. It's kind of like the Pierce Brosnan ones. Like, GoldenEye was pretty decent. But, like, the subsequent Pierce Brosnan movies, it's like, let's just keep making it bigger and dumber. Stop.
I'm going to, A, say GoldenEye was actually really good.
Yeah.
And, B, say the Craig ones at least, instead of getting further away with every movie, they at least zigged back with Skyfall and then zigged back the other way with Spectre.
See, I still have some problems with Skyfall.
I hate the ending
of Skyfall. But Skyfall is better than Quantum of Solace.
Given the fact that I barely remember Quantum of Solace, I'm going to have to give that to you.
Fight me! Fight me on this!
No.
I will not fight anyone!
I'm literally not fighting you.
We all saw Skyfall, right?
What was that?
We all saw Skyfall, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Spoilers. I hate the fact that they were going to that fucking shack. They didn't even know the old guy was going to be there to help them, and they thought that was a good idea, and she fucking died anyways. I'm like, really?
Yeah, that seemed like his big plan is go hide where I grew up. And that's it. What's your further plan?
And we had an extra guy that helped us that we had no idea was going to be there.
Yep.
Like, that's a shitty plan.
Yeah. My complaint wasn't that. My complaint was before that of the... How did that guy time his escape exactly, and then Bond chasing him exactly? Like, did he have Bond run a series of wind sprints so that he could figure out how quickly Bond can move from point A to point Z in order to get the train to drop on Bond? Like, and then I will hit this ladder, and I will be at the midpoint of the ladder as he approaches from there, and then boom, and train, and beautiful.
And then this woman will accept the duties of my manhood.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I realized as I was trying to do the Spanish, I was like, "That, I'm doing the duties."
He did play
a manhood.
Harvey and Biden did play a good villain, though.
He did. It was a great villain, but like there was so much in the movie where I was like, "Nope, nope."
We probably
he's gonna be in the next pirate movie.
Next pirates, yes.
We probably what is Noah trying to say?
Wrap up.
One other movie I saw, it was Ghostbusters,
the
remake with the ladies.
Second.
It was good.
Wait, what?
The Ghostbusters reboot.
Oh!
I
enjoyed that immensely.
Yeah, I did.
I did not.
I enjoyed it too.
I thought I got it for Christmas, and Danelle thought she got it for me for Christmas. Turns out she got me the original.
Oh. Well, now you have another copy of that.
Nope, never had a copy of that. I only had the sequel.
Neat. Well, now you have a copy of that.
On the Blu-ray. Blu-ray.
Yes. I did like that there was references to the other movie in there, and there were echoes of it, but it wasn't slavish to it. It wasn't like, we are remaking this shot for shot, note for note, beat for beat, anything like that.
Yes. I felt like some of it was a little too ridiculous in parts, but overall I enjoyed the whole thing.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, oh, that's ridiculous. I'm like, but then again, there's fucking ghosts and shit. I guess I'll just go with it.
I gotta say, I really enjoyed Leslie Jones' character. Like, I hate the internet even more now. I mean, I already hated the internet because I knew all the racist shit that Milo fucking baby toucher did that got him kicked off Twitter. Like, I already knew that I hated those fucking alt-right pieces of shit for going after her. And I knew it was all, like, you know, men's rights and she's black and. Like, all of the worst shit from the id of the internet that makes me hate other people. But then, like, when I actually saw the character in there, and I was like, I was fully on board with Patty. I thought Patty was great. I retroactively disliked that they made, like, they had so many shots of her, like, yelling in the trailer that it kind of gave the impression of, like, oh, she's just going to be loud and black.
Yeah, like, that she's doing a one-note performance in the movie.
Yes.
I also am now more sensitive to the criticism that, like, they show a picture of the four Ghostbusters and they point to, like, Kristen Wiig's, like, scientist, and they, Kate McKinnon, scientist, Melissa McCartney, scientist, and Leslie Jones, subway worker. What's the difference between these three? I was like, yeah, they could have swapped Leslie and McCartney, what, like, just how they got there. And it would have been the same movie, but without that subtle bit of, not racism, but racist-ish.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Point of fact, though, Kate McKinnon wasn't a scientist; she was an engineer.
Is that not a science?
I guess it's an applied science, but it's more. It's
all
building
right, Sheldon.
Shit,
not... Fucking okay. Go back to the Big Bang Theory.
Sorry. She wasn't a researcher. How about that?
That's literally the kind of stuff he says in that show, but you wouldn't know because you don't watch it.
Nope, because fuck that show.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that show.
I tried to watch it, and it gave me cancer.
It did not give me cancer.
They have an engineer on that show, and he shits on him all the time.
Community, that's a show for nerds!
Nerds! Yeah, so I did like the fact, and I get it, the whole, here, you know, our cast member of color is also going to be, you know, the one who makes less. But,
and, you know, it, like, has a job that clearly says, like, oh, I have less education.
But then, like, the rest of her character, it indicated, like, that she didn't have less education. That she was, like, she was incredibly well-read. She knew the history of the story. Like, it almost seemed like she should have been giving walking tours. And it kind of felt like maybe she worked at the, you know, the subway. Just because she liked to smile and wave to people, like, because that seemed like made her happy.
I mean, we can justify it, however. That's just how it is on the face of it.
That is true. You're right.
But regardless, shit was funny, especially Thor.
Oh, my God. when he's trying to show them the ideas for the logos, I about died.
The one that killed me was like, do you want some coffee? And he takes a drink. I hate coffee. like the look of genuine surprise on his face as the taste hits his mouth.
Maybe I should watch it again.
Fuck this Sunday's Oscars. That should win Best Supporting Actor right there. Suck on that, Meryl Streep. I know you're not in the same category.
Are you just going to watch Oscars?
Yeah, I'll watch it. I will tape it and fast forward through it.
Yeah.
How's
that? Same here.
I will not watch it.
Jimmy Kimmel amuses me greatly. I hope to see great things from his hosting.
Yeah. He does a good job of being, like, you know, likable and affable and whatever, and still having that edge. When he's interviewing celebrities, he's not, like, fawning about it. I mean, he's not, like, a dick about it either, but, yeah.
Like, he did the Emmys just this past Emmys, I think, and he was nominated for Best Late Night Show, or whatever that category is called, mm-hmm. and John Oliver won, and then he comes on afterwards And he's in the middle of introducing the next thing, and all of a sudden Matt Damon walks out. He's like, hey, I missed the last category. Did you win? No, I didn't. Oh. Who did win? John Oliver. Or Matt Damon's like, yes! Yes! Sorry. He's just really good. I like that guy. And he's like, yeah, can you go away now? He's like, oh, I'm sorry. This must be so humiliating for you. Like, you lost, and now you have to stand out here all night in front of these people like the loser that you are. Oh. Everybody, give a round of applause for Jimmy the Big Loser. He's like, no, I don't want applause for being the Big Loser. Could you just go, please? All right. I'll see you at the after party. There's an after party? Oh, never mind. Oh, by the way, the entire time he's eating an apple, Matt Damon, and just before he walks off stage, he goes, hey, by the way, Jimmy, tell your mom thanks for the apple. Or tell your mom I like those apples, or something like that.
Oh, man, I love that just started off as like a random thing that he said, and they decided to turn it into a bit, and then it turned into like a whole big thing with Matt Damon. With like Matt Damon taking over the show, and...
Oh, that was the best!
Yes! You know, before that happened, I thought the best was the competing music videos.
Yes, the fucking Matt Damon and fucking Ben Affleck.
Yep.
Do you know that so Ben Affleck and...
Sorry,
no.
I just replayed in my head, I'm fucking Matt Damon, and then he's there! She's fucking Matt Damon!
Jennifer Garner somehow mentioned it to Harrison Ford. And Harrison Ford was like, I want to be a part of that. And that's why they had that big We're All the World style thing with all the celebrities, because Harrison Ford wanted to be a part of it.
That's awesome. Because that moment, like when all the celebrities just start showing up, like, oh, god damn. That was the moment where I was like, I no longer know what's happening and I don't think I can feel my face.
Ben Affleck, they interviewed Ben Affleck right after, or Kimmel did, and he's like, when Harrison Ford was singing it, you know, and I'm watching him in the booth and he's singing it, I'm like, all right, my life makes no sense anymore. Harrison Ford is singing I'm fucking Ben Affleck in the next room. I don't know what reality is anymore. So it's something to that effect. That's not an exact quote.
Yeah. It's close. Yeah, gets the point across. Oh, man. You know, I'm just gonna like have to find shit like that is just concentrated joy and awesomeness to get me through the next 4 fucking years.
Hey!
Sorry.
It's only 3 years, 11 months.
That is true. 47 months to go.
Always look on the bright side of life.
And you know that last year is just gonna be election bullshit. He'll be so busy campaigning, he won't have time to fuck up the country.
Yep.
So really, it's only 2 years, 11 months.
Yes. Actually, he's already started campaigning, so it's over?
And if we can actually rally people to get out of the midterms, maybe we can fuck up his agenda for the entire last 2 years of his presidency.
Yeah.
Huzzah!
Oh, and fucking spineless Paul Ryan. Fuck that guy.
More, fuck Ted Cruz.
Oh,
Ted Cruz actually came out and was like, fuck, not in as political a way you could, as way you could say it as a politician, fuck Donald Trump. And then, like, days before the election, hey, I hope I can count on your vote for Donald Trump. Beep, boop, 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 I'm calling for him. Boop, 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 boop. Yep. Oh, yeah, my soul, I don't know, sold that shit.
I saw that and I tweeted at him. I was like, hey, Ted, remember when that guy that you're campaigning for said that your dad killed JFK? How does that feel now?
And didn't he insult his wife?
Oh, yeah.
Man, how are more people not shitting in his mouth all the time?
Ted Cruz? I don't know, because apparently he'll just be like, well, thank you, sir. Can I have a position in your cabinet? No? Okay, well, fuck me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that your pie right there?
Oh, yeah.
No, now it's my pie.
Then you enjoy that pie.
Sounds good. Enjoy that pie.
You want some milk with that?
Oh.
He would so be the prison quumpf.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
He's the little dog in that Warner Brothers cartoon. If that little dog didn't get comeuppance by the end of that cartoon.
Yeah.
All right. Noah was trying to wrap this up a while ago.
Yeah, it's after midnight here. I should go to
Holy
bed.
Holy shit. Hour and 17 minutes. Oof. I thought the show was going to go short because of my shitty mic.
That's why I was trying to wrap it up, because I was like, oh, we're getting there.
I just wanted to toss in a little bit about Ghostbusters, and then I wound up like, hey, let's deconstruct this and talk about the politics of it. Because
it's
I'm
all right, baby. I got nobody here, and nothing. You're out of town tomorrow, so I have nobody to hang out with, so I can edit this all day tomorrow.
Mm. You know,
because when you have the house to yourself for the weekend, what you want to do is stay in and edit a podcast. That's yep. what guys do.
Yep.
When the cat is away, the yep. mouse is a loser.
When the cat is away, the mouse whiles away the minutes of emptiness at the computer.
All right.
All right. Well, play with your dick a bit. You got to promise me. Oh. You got an open house. That's.
Oh, count on it.
Okay. I am counting.
That's Tancast for this week. And as always, not today, fucking microphone piece of shit!
This week I hate that I had to get my fat ass out to take a stand for something. I don't want to stand for anything, I just want to sit for things. And also Donald J. Trump.
What should you not trust this week? Tim's mine. Donald Trump, really?
Donald Trump, oh yeah. Ted Cruz to have any kind of spine.
That too?
To stand
Don't trust
up.
A new Daniel Craig Bond movie.
Yeah, this is true.
Don't trust Doug Benson.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please.
I hope Edris Elba is Bond. That's my hope.
I hope Haley Atwell is Bond.
Who?
Agent Carter from Captain America.
Yeah.
Oh, the lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a thing that's going to happen?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
Jane Bond. That would be interesting.
Fuck yeah, I'd watch that.
But you know what? I want her macking on chicks the whole fucking time.
Oh.
No change.
Now I'm going to watch the fuck shit out of that. But I also want her to be Doctor Who, so fuck it. She could be both.
Yeah.
She's got time.
Yeah.
They canceled Agent Carter. They killed her off in the movies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but she was like 90, so.
She's dead.
What else was she going to do? Except like lay in bed and die. That's what you do when you're old. As we all know, as we're aging. Oh, Tim, we've been watching this show on TNT called The Librarians.
There was an episode about. We're keeping going.
I figured this would just end a show jibber jabber, but.
Okay.
At best. There's an episode where time travel comes in, and they go into a room in the library. The library is a place with hidden magical items that have been found all over the world get squirreled away there to hide them from people who would want to use them. So they go to the room where all the different time machines that have been built throughout history are, and somebody adjusts a dust cover and you get a flash of blue police box underneath it and you get just woven into the music. I'm like, that was very clever.
That was a long way to go to say they worked in the Doctor Who theme and under time travel scene in some show you're watching.
Then they adjust another dust cover, and there's a... It wasn't out of time, it was something... It was just in time or something like that. But it's clearly the back of a DeLorean, and there's a little bit of, Huey Lewis sound-alike woven into the song as well.
Really? They couldn't kick down Huey Lewis from scratch? They need it.
It's TNT, sir.
Come on! Huey Lewis needs the money! He'll probably work for the same rate as the fucking sound-alike did.
Look, dude, they're already playing for Rebecca Romijn and Noah Wiley and John Larroquette. They blew all their money on those three.
I mean, Huey Lewis is actually doing okay, but the news have got to be suffering.
Yeah. Well,
you think Bill the drummer's doing all right? He needs help.
It's Tim, the episode came out in the era of Trump. The best they could do was fake news.
Cap it.
Done.